This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zeitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
You know, as a people, we Jews have seen far too many upheavals and tragedies. But here we are, still standing, still thriving. This is the meaning of the expression, Gam zu ya'avor, this too shall pass.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrienne Gold Davis.
I remember the first time my heart was broken. It took me well over a year before I could go to bed at night and get up in the morning without hearing that endless tape loop in my head, filled with the sound of rejection and loss. "I'm sorry, Adrienne," it said over and over. "I don't love you, and I'm not sure I ever did." The pain, I'm telling you, was eviscerating. I felt like I was a house on fire and that all the escape routes were bolted and sealed. I couldn't get out of my own body. And no matter how hard I tried, there was this heat, this burning, scorching flame, and it burned from morning till night. My worst fear was that it would never end. I was devastated and terrified. I'd never known this kind of pain, and I didn't know how to live with it. I didn't want to live with it. And nothing whatsoever gave me a moment's peace. Now, in retrospect, I realized it was probably the first existential ego wound I'd ever suffered. But at that time, I had no wisdom of Torah. I had no ability to put life into perspective, and I certainly had no resilience whatsoever. I thought that I wouldn't survive. And I remember one day, I was driving home, obsessing over my broken heart, when on the radio came that famous Don Henley song, "Heart of the Matter." Do you know it? So it spins this tale of lost love and brokenheartedness, but it contains these lyrics at its climax. "I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak, and my thoughts seem to scatter, but I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Even if you don't love me anymore." And I remember crying as I drove and thinking, well, ain't that the truth? But I knew I was nowhere near that place, nowhere near understanding forgiveness when it came to the betrayal and the disappointment that I felt, as though it was somehow unforgivable for him not to love me. As if somehow I could never survive and thrive without that obviously unrequited love. But a year later, I woke up one morning and I remember I made it to the shower without obsessing upon it the minute my eyes opened. And the next day, I managed to get dressed and out my front door before it hit me. And within a month, I could make it till noon. And then one day, I sat down to my dinner and I realized I'd gone a full day without my permanent pity party defining my every waking moment. And then one day stretched into two, and eventually I could go weeks without my companion of heartache, without Billie Holiday every morning saying, "Good morning, heartache. What's new?" And then one day I had that sensation. You know the sensation. It's like when you have a terrible headache and you take some pain reliever, but it isn't working fast enough. And then suddenly you realize your headache's gone. And for that moment, you thrill to the feeling of not being in pain. You get this feeling of gratitude for like the lack of pain before once again taking it for granted and forgetting that your head ever hurt at all. I tell you this story because its greatest gift didn't come till several years later when once again my heart was broken. And the pain was no easier than the time before, but I had a secret weapon now. I remember thinking, I survived and lived to love again once before, and I will survive this too. And just knowing that was a balm for the fear and the confusion. It was only just a matter of time. As the world convulses, with the shocks of a global pandemic and the effects of racism on our society, I wonder if, how, and when we will ever normalize again. Will there be a new normal? Will our hearts mend? Will forgiveness flourish? You know, as a people, we Jews have seen far too many upheavals and tragedies. We've scarcely gone a generation without knowing the horrors of anti-Semitism, without facing existential threats to our very existence. But here we are, still standing, still thriving. This is the meaning of the expression, Gamzuya Avor, this too shall pass. The painful passes, but then again, so does the painless. So there's a famous story, and it goes like this. One day, King Solomon decided to humble his most trusted minister. He said to him, Benaiah, if there is a certain ring that I wanted, and I wanted you to bring it to me, would you? I want to wear it for the Sukkot festival. That gives you 6 months to find it. If it exists anywhere on earth, your majesty, he replied, I will find it and bring it to you. But tell me what makes the ring so special. Well, it has special powers, answered the king. If a happy man looks at it, he becomes sad. And if a sad man looks at it, he becomes happy. Solomon knew that no such ring existed anywhere in the world, but he wished to give his minister some added humility. Spring passed, and then summer, and still Benaiah had no idea where he could find that ring. And then once, on the day before Sukkot, he decided to take a walk in one of the poorest quarters of Jerusalem. He passed by a merchant who had begun to set out his day's wares on a shabby rug. Have you, by any chance, heard of a special ring that makes the happy wearer forget his joy and the broken-hearted wearer forget his sorrows? Asked Benaiah. He watched the elderly man take a plain gold ring from his carpet and engrave something on it. And when Benaiah read the words on the ring, his face broke out into a wide smile. That night, the entire city welcomed in the holiday of Sukkot with great festivity. Well, my friend, said King Solomon, have you found what I sent you for? All of the ministers laughed, and Solomon himself smiled. To everyone's surprise, Benaiah held up a small gold ring and declared, Here it is, Your Majesty. As soon as Solomon read the inscription, the smile vanished from his face. You see, the jeweler had written three Hebrew letters on the gold band, Gimel, Zion, Yud, which begin the words, Gamzu Ya'avor, this too shall pass. Living with the clarity that this too shall pass makes us truly lean into the moments of pleasure and ease and helps us stay humble because we know that this will not be a permanent state. It sweetens the pleasure but minimizes the potential for arrogance and entitlement. And it serves as a balm for the fear that we'll be in agony forever. This week, can you examine both your blessings and your desperation? Can you feel the promise that nothing remains in stasis, that your broken heart will mend, that your thrills and triumphs are not to be taken for granted? Can you take the time to feel deep gratitude for the times that your head is not hurting and trust that if it is, that this too will pass? And by the way, I did live to forgive the perpetrator of my broken heart, and I live to love again and again and again. And I got down to the heart of the matter. Gamzu Ya'avor. This too shall pass.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast at momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.